This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Across the Mountain West, dozens of new bridges and tunnels are helping wildlife, like deer, elk, and pronghorn, cross busy roads. As Rachel Cohen reports, state lawmakers in the West want more of them.
In Colorado, a wildlife bridge spanning six highway lanes is now the biggest in North America. Another project with over and underpasses reduced wildlife vehicle collisions by 92% in its first 5 years.
The question isn't whether this works, it's how do we do more of it in our state?
That's Dylan Roberts, a Colorado state senator and co-sponsor of a bipartisan bill to raise money for crossings, with an optional $5 fee on vehicle registrations. Last year, a mandatory fee failed. Lawmakers in Utah this session agreed to send $2 million a year to a wildlife crossing account. In Idaho, they signed off on a non-binding resolution supporting crossings. These bridges and tunnels can cost millions of dollars. A federal grant program has funded several in our region, but it ends this year. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
Colorado's wildlife crossing bill has so far cleared two Senate committees. In Greeley, workers at the JBS meatpacking plant are returning to work after 3 weeks on the picket line. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Employees will return to the job on April 7th, the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 said in a statement over the weekend. The union says JBS agreed to reopen contract negotiations. The union says more than 3,000 workers walked off the job on March 16th to demand better pay and safety protocols. The strike was the first at a U.S. meatpacking plant in decades.
That's Sarah Mulholland. This is CPR News and KRCC.